Alrighty then, it is 11:36. You know, my lucky star is Ted Dabrowski, the founder of Wire Points, and he's joining us this morning because we recently got a report from Governor Pritzker about Chicago crime and Illinois jobs. Well, Ted Dabrowski says, you got some splaining to do, Pritzker. Joining us on the live line is Ted Dabrowski. Hi, Ted. How you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Perry. Thanks. I haven't been called a star before, so I appreciate that.
Ted, you're just, you know, I was saying earlier, I said you're a fan favorite here at WVON. A lot of,
well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, our listeners really do appreciate you and the work that you have done. So you said it's no denying any governor, you know, wants to be a cheerleader for the state that they lead, and they want to, you know, give a good spin on it. But you said that Governor Pritzker, he recently, when he made these declarations, that he kind of fudged the figures a little bit. Why don't you tell our listeners what you're talking about, Ted?
Sure thing. You know, as you mentioned, every governor's got to be the cheerleader for their state, right? That's good. They should do that. It's what we want, a leader who's inspiring and all that. And you know, Governor Pritzker's trying, but the problem is when he gets dishonest or starts spinning data, especially about crime, in the wrong way, that's not good. You know, we've got a lot of people who've been victimized in this state, in Chicago in particular, with regard to crime. Crime has gone up. We're record high in terms of crimes since COVID, mm-hmm. since 2019. You know, we've led the country in murders 11 straight years, and so I didn't like that Governor Pritzker was willing to play games with the numbers, and so we called him out on it, and basically, in fact, you know, we kind of challenged what he said. He says crime is down. We're saying no, crime is up. Every single number shows that.
So this is the other thing that bothers me about this. It's because I recently had two wonderful journalists on. And they are, I can't remember the outlet. They have so many, you know, young journalists, reporters have so many options today that maybe you and I didn't have when we were coming up, in terms of, you know, you worked at the newspapers or the three radio stations, and people didn't leave those jobs, but they can do more because it's more of a social justice type of reporting that is going on. And investigative reporting. Part of one of the things that they were saying, we were talking about all of the missing black women and children. Part of the reason why these numbers don't add up is that even though they have digitized mostly everything, they still don't keep accurate records of anything. People who are stopped, you know, there's a lot of fudging of, you know, people that they say crimes have been solved, people have been found, and they're dead. And they just don't keep, there's not good record keeping in a lot of these law enforcement departments for whatever reason. For him to have said that, in my opinion, was a little bit irresponsible. And just like I said when we were in the beginning, when we were talking about all the crime, had all of the television news directors on a Zoom call, and I told them, I said, it's going to bite you in the butt. You keep talking about this violent crime and what happened. The violent crime moved outside of a couple of zip codes and started with others, you know, in other communities. It's disingenuous. And part of the reason is the disinvestment and all of that ties right in it. We have to deal with the racism, the segregation in this city. It's complicated, but it's disingenuous. And you will not be able to fix these social problems if you don't acknowledge them.
That's perfect, Perry. You can't fix a problem you don't acknowledge.
Exactly.
And Governor Pritzker, you know, he it was interesting because in his speech to Cranes, He said, just look at the CPD data.
You can't. It's not even good data.
But in this case, even the CPD data he's talking about shows an increase in crime.
Right.
So this has been my big concern, is that we've seen violent crimes continue to go up. We've seen the number of people victimized every year since 2019 go up.
Mm-hmm.
We're hitting a record for post-COVID. We're seeing these robberies spike. Of course, everybody knows about carjackings and stolen cars. But
right.
For me, the big problem, Perry, is that, look, there's many angles. You mentioned the part about the economic part, and that's a huge part, which is another discussion, an important
right.
one. For me, if we don't start protecting the victims, what we're doing is we're doing such a good job of protecting criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And this ties into the other piece we wrote recently about Kim Fox.
Right.
We're doing such a good job of protecting the criminals that we're not putting them in jail anymore. Our jail population in Cook County has dropped by half based on Judge Tim Evans, no bail or low cash bail. And what Kim Fox does is, so you have more people out on the streets, and guess who gets victimized? Black people, Latinos, but mostly blacks. And so we're protecting the wrong group of people. We're protecting the criminals as opposed to protecting the people. And that again, shows up in the numbers, the number of people who are victimized, and the fact that we're letting the criminals run, doing whatever the heck they want. We see these robbery sprees that are going on, right? They're not doing one robbery, stealing a car, then they're doing four, five, six, seven robberies within an hour, 2 hour span.
Right.
Because they can get away with it and nobody cares.
Okay, so this is the, I can understand, because you lean a little bit more to the right, so I can understand how you feel like the system is failing the people of Chicago because we're not locking people up. But there were many people that were locked up just because they were poor, and they would lose jobs, and they were separated from their families, and these weren't necessarily violent crimes. It was my,
and
from
Perry,
what I understand with the safety, Act, that it is to the discretion of the prosecutors and the judges to make sure people that are committing these violent crimes to remand them and keep them in jail. I think that's where you have to go to. You have to ask the prosecutors and the judges, why aren't you doing your job? You've got to ask police officers, why are robberies getting solved on the north side and not on the south and the west sides of Chicago? There's a whole lot to this, I think.
There really is. And you go back to like the Safety Act, and the question is, there's a lot of stuff that's set out by the press and politicians that simply isn't true. There's this whole thing of nonviolent crimes. We have to be really careful with that term, nonviolent crimes. You try to stop somebody who's stealing something from a store,
right?
You see how nonviolent they are,
right?
Right. They may actually be turned very violent.
Right.
There's a lot to it. You've got the police no longer chasing cars, no longer chasing people. So again, guess what? The robbers, the bad guys, they know that. They know that if they're not going to get chased, because they passed new laws in Chicago, don't chase bad guys, guess what? They're going to do it. So we're inviting crime. And this is what was so important to me, is that Kim Fox is not going to run next year. And so everybody in Chicago, Cook County, could start getting educated on who might replace her. Because
mm-hmm.
one of the issues we have is we don't prosecute these people anymore. Too many of them. You read the stories. A felon, previous felon, multi-felon, gun charges, all kinds of stuff, back out on the street doing the same thing over and over again.
So why didn't the prosecution, right, why didn't the prosecutors
exactly.
and the judge, the prosecutors make their case why this person should not be back on the streets?
And that's precisely the problem, because we're treating the criminals like victims. And if they're criminals, if they're felons, if they're doing dangerous things,
yes.
they need to be behind bars.
Exactly.
But we're not doing that, Perry, and that's the big deal. So people should really wake up to what's coming here. We got a chance to do something about Kim Fox. She hasn't been popular with either side.
She's been very popular among black in the black community. She's very popular
and she
could have won again.
Okay, well, that I guess that's the big debate. She's maybe not as popular as she was. And so she's not running again, and maybe she would have won. I don't know, right? I can't guess. But certainly she's gotten a lot of attention for not being tough enough with the criminals.
She has. I'm just going to say this. I can't tell you how many times I have talked to Kim Fox and read in different articles and seen reports where Kim Fox has gone back to the Chicago Police Department and begged police officers to say, to give her some more data, to do some, get some more for an investigation. And they tell her to her face, I'm done with this case. I'm done. I'm not doing any more investigating. And therefore, she can't take the case to court. We'll be right back. We're talking to Ted Dabrowski, 773-591-1690. We're going to wrap up with Ted, and we're going to wrap up this week. Stay with us. All righty then. It is 11:51 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I think we all agree that there has been an uptick in crime. How we go about first of all, I just think it should begin with the Chicago Police Department doing their jobs. I also think it starts with prosecutors and judges and all of these people in the Layton courthouse. I don't know, Ted, if you ever read the book Crook County. It's a cesspool. They convict who they want to convict. I have no faith in the system as it is today. It got a little better, I thought, but crime went up. It's a tough situation. I don't know if it's a subculture that's more accepting of crime, or if people are just high out of their brains and do all this mess. I don't have an answer. But I think public policy should not, of course, be lenient when you have people that have committed multiple crimes and felonies and they get out on bail. And that's not what the Safety Act, that's not what it was designed to do. I just think we have been failed with people trying to make a point, you know, about why the Safety Act and the other public policies should go out the window. Your thoughts, Ted, as we...
Your points are perfect. You know, the criminal justice, I call it a chain, right? It starts with police doing the policing, right? They've got to do their arresting. And we talked about only 5% of major crimes in Chicago get arrested. There's a massive problem right there.
And if that happened in any other business, these people would be fired. Before you started Wire Points and you weren't producing or the work that kept that site open, you'd be fired, right, Ted? So the job.
Yeah, but of course it's much more complex than that, right? Because the mayor, we know Lightfoot didn't have the police's back, so you got to have the leadership get it right to begin with, right? Without good leadership, it all falls apart, always. But then you have, from the police and arrest, you got to then go to Kim Fox and prosecution. And if she doesn't do her job, and it goes to, because it needs to go to Tim Evans for sentencing. If he doesn't do his job and lets everybody out, then we have just a corrupt system, right? And that's exactly what we have today. You know, if you look at Tim Evans, for example, he was the one that started in 2017 a no bail, low bail program. And basically, there were 50 from 2017 when he started it through mid-2022, so like 4.5 years, there were 15,000 pretrial defendants who were released under this new program. 3,000 of them were violent offenders, or at least their alleged crimes were violent offenses. Another 2,000 were weapons offenses. So we're letting out people who have done dangerous things. And again, I need to point out, everybody needs to remember, the victims, who are they going to be? Largely the black population.
Exactly.
So we're trying to protect some black criminals who are multi-felons and forgetting moms or the kids or whoever it is that gets killed in the community.
Eddie Johnson said to my face, We know who these criminals are. Then, damn it, arrest them. That's what we've been telling them. Arrest them. If you know who these yahoos are, get them off the streets. But you know how you do that? You have to police. You have to do investigations. Maybe they don't have enough detectives.
No, Perry, what's amazing, I think you're reminding me to do a piece. I could do a piece of how many multi-felon, you know, like the guys that have multiple felons, are released and they commit another felony again. It's
right.
Story after story after story. So they know who they are. They're getting arrested. They're going to pretrial, pre-crime trial, getting out. And they're going and committing crimes immediately again.
Yeah.
It's over and over and over.
Well, and to your point with the article, if you don't acknowledge the problem, you can't fix it. And I'm tired of Governor Pritzker, you know, putting this happy face, and there are some people that have been terrorized. There are other communities right. that are living, it's like living in hell. You can't fix what you don't acknowledge. You have badass kids out here too, Ted. Yeah. They're bad. And you need to take a switch to them or something. I don't know. Listen,
yeah,
Ted.
So
no, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just say, yeah. So you know, Governor Pritzker, instead should show leadership and come to Chicago, in Chicago, bring people together and really hammer this data out with a group like WirePoints, because we're going to make sure that the data that should be brought to life is brought to life. We're not going to hide the data.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to see life better for the community. So,
yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, Ted, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Perry.